You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Today we are at the Accessible Gaming Symposium 2022, and now I'm joined by RNIB's Accessible Gaming and Immersive Technologies Research Officer, Ben Preen. Ben, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Thank you for having me for this interview opportunity. Really appreciate it. Always fun to talk accessibility and share gaming stories amongst other things.
So we're here at this Accessible Gaming Symposium. What are you most looking forward to getting out of this event?
Always good to have discussions with the industry. Always good to, you know, see people I've not caught up with in a while, because there are folks here who I've met, you know, pre-pandemic as well, under, you know, when I worked under my brand before I took the role at RNIB. But of course, always good to just talk accessibility and share perspectives, not just from me, but from other people as well, because I have the good fortune to be able to moderate a panel today and be on one on day two as well, discussing, you know, the current state and latterly the future of game accessibility. So it's always good to be able to share those stories and keep raising awareness, you know, of what needs to be done, what needs to change, all of that. So a lot of good things to come out of this, I reckon, the right kinds of discussion.
And getting into those panels that you're going to be at today and tomorrow, what are you looking forward to get out of them?
I mean, again, similar answers to the first question, really, in terms of, you know, the fact of the matter is being able to raise the perspectives and awareness of, you know, the need for increased accessibility, why it's so important, but not just from a technology side, but from a human side as well. It's showing that human story of, you know, this is why accessibility is important to me. This is why it has such a big impact. And being able to share that with people who not only care about accessibility, but want to learn, want to take it back to their teams. And, you know, we're not just talking, you know, only small indie developers or anything. We're talking, you know, large scale players as well. So there's going to be a lot of good, positive vibes around this. Even if the stories aren't necessarily always positive, there's going to be definite information sharing. And that's half of the battle, really, the knowledge sharing side of things.
And just how important are events like this, where VR gamers and people within the industry come together to collaborate on these things? Just how important are these events?
I mean, being able to engage with the community for any developer should be a priority, really, because, you know, who better to tell you about, well, in this instance, accessibility features than the players who are going to be using those features on a regular basis? And, you know, as well, though, from a community standpoint, who better to be able to talk to than, you know, developers, publishers, you know, high level individuals who can, you know, give the answers you need and take that feedback on board. So I definitely think there's a, you know, two sides sort of dynamic to this, in terms of, you know, we're sharing information as the gaming community, if you like, and, you know, the developers are, or publishers, whoever, you know, the industry is, you know, giving that feedback the attention it deserves. So it's definitely a matter of that being a part of it. But I also think that, you know, it's important to be able to share those stories, but have, you know, backing of organizations that also understand the need for that and can carry it forward into their own strategy. So RNIB is definitely looking at ways to, you know, accelerate the progress of accessibility, unite gamers, you know, with the people who want to hear that feedback, and, you know, moving forward, put content together as well that can showcase and normalize, you know, the need for accessibility, not have it be a thing where there is a stigma around it, or have it be, you know, a vitriolic conversation where it's like, I need accessibility, and then somebody's like, no, you don't, the game's easy enough as it is. So there's a lot of good and potential that can come out of this from all sides.
Well, it's certainly going to be an action-packed couple of days. Ben Breen, RNIB's Accessible Gaming and Immersive Technologies Research Officer, thanks so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.